when they were through with them, that her mother would make underwear for them out of those burlap sacks. They were real scratchy.
I can imagine. Yeah. But you never heard anybody around where you grew up call a sack a poke?
Oh yeah. My aunt still calls it a poke. A poke is anything. Now she, to me, a poke is something that you bring to somebody that's full of, or that has some kind of gift in it for them.
Mm.
A poke full of candy,
mm-hmm.
or a poke full of peanuts, or a poke full of nuts, or that's a poke. And then, just in general, I have called a sack a poke.
What could a poke be made of?
Paper, or mostly paper.
Could it be made of cloth?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't refer to it as a poke if it were made of cloth.
Okay. Well, say if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill to be ground, the amount that he could carry at one time, you'd call that a what of corn?
I'd just call all that he could carry.
So if you were taking it in a wagon, you'd call it a
wagon load.
Well, what about firewood, as much as a man could carry in his arm?
Arm load.
Okay. And if that lamp right there burned out and thing inside, you would replace it with a
light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And a woman might take out her clothes to hang up on the line and the clothes.
A clothes basket.
What about something that you might put in a mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out? You call it
cork.
And that would be made of
cork.
Anything else you would call something to?
Well, a stopper, which I would distinguish from a cork. A stopper would be something that you would use to replace the original cap,
mm-hmm.
or cork, or whatever you had.
Okay. What about a musical instrument that's played, you know, like so, moving back and forth across the mouth?
A harmonica, or mouth organ, or mouth harp.
Mm-hmm. What about the one that makes the twangy noise?
No, I play the Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. You do play it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard people call that, people you know call that a juice harp?
Yeah, Jew's harp or Jew's harp.
Talking about the same thing.
Same thing.
The thing is, you pound nails if you call that a
hammer.
What about, talking about wagons, that piece that goes between the horses, a long wooden piece?
The tongue.
Okay. Well, what about on a buggy, the thing that you back the horses between?
The shafts.
Talk about a wagon wheel, the outside part of the wheel, right that, on the edge, what do you call that?
We call it the rim. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any term for, say, sections of the rim?
Now, I would call it's that whole, let's see. I guess a general term for the sections of a wheel, a felly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember my grandfather used to talk about that.
What is two spokes?
Yeah, I believe it's two spokes. The two spokes and the piece of the rim that comprises the two spokes,
mm-hmm.
that's hooked onto the two spokes.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I think that wagon wheels were originally made of pieces. So you had all these pieces, but I don't know all that. There are a lot of different names for parts of a wagon wheel. I don't remember any of them.
Okay. Any particular term for the metal rim around the wheel?